Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Okay, with the remainder of the show, I am going to go give you a user legal guide to responding to the thuggery of inchworm, Robin Voss. Robin Voss is hiring three former police officers and a lawyer at taxpayer expense to go around the state looking for fraud in the last election, trying to destabilize our democracy, trying to intimidate people. When you hire police officers, even retired police officers, it raises the implied menace, the menace of implied police violence. Guy walks into your office, he has a gun, says, I'm a police officer, retired, shows his badge, still has arrest powers and still has a weapon. And he says, Mabel, come clean. I want to know about fraud here. I want to look at all your files. You know, she's going to sit there, or frankly, a poll worker or something is going to think, I don't really need this. Police officers are intimidating. Their demeanor is intimidating. They're given the subpoena power by Voss and the right to refer for criminal prosecution by Voss. This is an attack on our democracy. We talked about it yesterday. Now there's a development, and I'm going to give you the response. It's come out, and I've seen some of the responses, the interviews, and it has not been strong enough. There's no discussion about a court action to stop it. Using tax dollars, they stopped us using tax dollars for partisan gerrymandering. You shouldn't use tax dollars with former police officers to intimidate poll workers and election officials. There are also federal laws that say you cannot turn over documents, ballots, and voting machines outside of the custody of the elections officer. You can't turn them over. You can't turn them over to the legislature. That's federal law. They don't care what the Wisconsin legislature says. It's federal law. Federal law. So here is a roadmap, the average guy's roadmap, how to respond to this. Number one, Democratic Party should immediately identify lawyer volunteers who do it pro bono around the state who are available to respond when one of these police officers comes into an office and demands something. We have that system during elections. When Republicans tried to intimidate people in line trying to vote or challenge people, I've served on this group. They go, get down there to this polling place right now. Sometimes we've had to go in, get restraining orders. Do it now with this thing. Number two, when a police officer comes in, even if he's the retired police officer, you say, you want to talk to me? I refuse to talk to you. You are under no obligation to talk to him. You can also say, when he says, all right, I want to see your files, say, do you have a warrant? Do you have a search warrant? Well, no, but Voss said I could. That's not good enough. We need a search warrant. He'll either go back and get it, or he'll say, we're going to take him. Show me where they are. Now, if Mabel is sitting there, she's not going to want to put up with all this. That's why a lawyer's there. He says, sir, with all respect, we need a warrant, and we ask you to leave. Go ahead. Ask him to leave. Where is his entitlement to walk into somebody's private office, a public office? He can stand at the desk. If they get a warrant, Voss issues one, some Republican judge they get somewhere, somebody licking his crafty chops, looking for an appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court by a future Republican governor, the Wisconsin Supreme Court or Court of Appeals. You contest it. You bring a motion to quash. And then when they say, all right, I want Mabel in Madison tomorrow at 9 a.m. to give testimony, what's very common is you say that's not convenient for Mabel. She can do it 2 weeks from now. And by the way, you want everybody in the office. We ask that you limit the scope. Remember those words, limit the scope. And only have one people or two people. And they'll say no, and you go to court. Courts routinely every day resolve disputes about limiting the scope of discovery, of testimony, And a good judge will say the thug Voss can't use taxpayer money to intimidate election officials. But even a mediocre judge or even a right-wing judge is frequently called upon. And you get to say, all right, we'll give them one person or two people, and it's not going to be an 80-year-old woman. It's going to be somebody, the head of the office, whom we will prepare. And it's not going to be tomorrow at 9 a.m. It's going to be 2 weeks from now or whatever. We ask that it be done in his hometown, not in Madison. Judge makes a decision. And you appeal it. If it's not to your liking, or you don't appeal it, you bring the guy over and prepare him. You sit there. And Voss's surrogates go, the lawyer goes, all right, tell us about what happened. Well, it was recounted three times. Milwaukee and Dane were separately recounted. They're only going to do this in Madison and Milwaukee. And for cover, they may do it in Green Bay and La Crosse and areas that might have gone Democratic. But they're not doing it in any county that Trump won. You understand that? They're doing it in Madison and Milwaukee. That's what they're doing it. Madison, Milwaukee are tough and they can take care of themselves. And then they'll say, well, what about your clerks? Are there instructions? Yes, there are instructions. Here they are. There's a list of instructions. Do you know for certain that your clerks didn't do such and such? All they're looking for is some kind of implication that they can put in an ad. Do you understand this? And the correct answer is, I'm confident that my clerks follow the law. You didn't answer my question. Do you know for certain they didn't do this? I am as certain as I can be that my clerks followed the law. I don't like the answer. The lawyer says, fine, go ahead and bring a motion. Keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it and stick it to them and stick it to them and stick it to them. Get volunteer, Democratic, independent, and honest, moderate Republican lawyers to respond at any time, just like an election. Expose the thuggery. Do a parallel suit, stopping Voss from using taxpayer money. He's going to spend millions of dollars on this. How many people out there have paid millions in state taxes? How many? Very few. And if you did, you probably aren't listening to this radio station. Okay? So every cent you ever paid in taxes, every cent is being coughed up and hiccuped up. It's paid for gerrymandering. 10 years ago, about $3.5 million. A lot of it was paid $30,000 a month going back into the spring until it was shut down by a judge, and now it's on appeal. And now they're doing it again. They're doing this to intimidate people. You must understand that. That's got to be responded to. You don't just say, all right, go in here and I'm going to show you the file. No, 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 no. I want to see a search warrant. And if they get a judge to issue a search warrant, okay, move to quash the search warrant. And then appeal it. And then ask to have it limited in scope. So they don't root through all the files. Maybe they have to go through it from 2 to 3 in the morning with one person observing so that they don't steal it. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Treat it aggressively like you would in civil litigation and limit the scope. Keep shoving it down inchworm's throat. That would be Robin Voss. So that this thing never happens again. We're going into the show, some great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Krupp, Earl Ingram, Saturday Pizza Box Mike, my co-host who calls into the show quite a bit and listens to it as I listen to his. He thinks outside the pizza box. So Matt Flynn Direct, I'm going to be back on Tuesday. Live on Tuesday. There'll be some programming on Monday, but it's live on Tuesday. Matt Flynn Direct, signing off for today.